When you're ready, close your eyes down and begin by taking a nice deep breath in through your nose. Hold it for a few seconds, then slowly exhale through your mouth. That's right. And again, breathing in through your nose. Hold it, then slowly exhale through your mouth. Good. And one more time, this time breathing in calmness. Hold it, then exhaling out any tension or stress that you may be feeling right now. Good. Notice how your body has already begun to slow down just by breathing deeply. And as we go through this session today, you may hear some unexpected sounds, such as people walking or talking, phones ringing, or maybe doors opening or closing. Just allow these sounds to let you drift deeper and deeper into the calmness that you are about to go into. And now, when you're ready, I'd like you to ground your energy to the earth and connect with your all-knowing higher power. I'd like you to visualize, imagine, or feel yourself barefoot in a soft, squishy mud puddle. The puddle of mud is warm and the mud is squishing up between your toes. Good. Now I'd like you to imagine roots, much like those of a tree, beginning to sprout out from the soles of your feet. See yourself standing there with roots coming out from the soles of your feet, growing and twisting and planting themselves deep into the center of the core of the earth. Nothing can move you, as these roots are so deeply embedded into the core of the earth that it is impossible to uproot you. Your feet are planted firmly on the ground. This is what makes you feel truly present with a strong connection to this earth. Now I'd like you to, when you're ready, connect to your all-knowing higher power by imagining, seeing, or feeling a column of bright white light coming from the clouds. Imagine these clouds parting and a single column of white light comes down and shines over your entire body. Feel the warmth of this light as it cascades over your body. Good. This is the energy that will connect you with your intuition and give you guidance. You're doing great. Notice the way your physical being feels so solidly connected here to this earth. And allow that image to slowly fade from your mind's eye now. You're doing great. So now, as you continue to breathe comfortably, I'd like you to, when you're ready, travel to a place where you feel safe and totally protected. A place that is real or imagined, a place from now or long ago, a place where you've been or always wanted to go. You may see vivid pictures of this place in your head, or just have a sense of the place. Any way you experience this is perfect for you today. And now notice what you see in this place. If you're out in nature, notice the plants and trees, the water and the sky, the yellow of the sun or the glowing of the moon, the green of the grass, anything in this safe place. If your safe place is inside, notice the furniture, the floor, the windows. Take in all the sights in your safe place. And now notice what you can feel in this safe place. Noticing what your body is touching in this safe place. the fabric of the clothes you're wearing. Anything else that you notice you are touching in this place. Inside, perhaps you notice the texture of the floor, the smoothness or roughness of the furniture. Notice any sensations that you feel right now, whether you're inside or outside. And notice the aromas in your safe place. If you are outdoors, perhaps the scents of flowers or plants. Indoors, you may notice familiar smells you always experienced in this place. Perhaps the smell of a favorite food cooking in the kitchen. Notice what you smell in your safe place right now. And now take a few moments to notice what you hear in this safe place. Outside, there may be the sound of the wind, the twitter of birds. And indoors, perhaps you hear the hum of the refrigerator or soft music playing quietly in the background. Notice what you hear right now. Now take some time to notice something in your safe place that you have never noticed before. Hidden among all the special sights, sounds, and smells of your safe place is something even more special. A gift that will help you feel more safe than you have ever felt before. It may be a keepsake, some music, a childhood smell, the newly discovered texture of a piece of furniture, a blade of grass. Experience the sensation of that gift and find a way to take it with you wherever you go. You may make it smaller, store the music. Find a way to take it with you wherever you go. This will remind yourself how safe and special this place makes you feel. So take your special place with you and know that whenever you want, you can close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, and return to your safe place. You can feel safe and warm and protected once again, whenever you want. And now allow your safe place to fade from your mind's eye. And begin to become aware again of your breathing. Focus on slowing down the rhythm of your breathing. Your chest and abdomen will expand outward with each breath, like a balloon, gently filling with air. Imagine your rib cage moving out to the sides when you inhale, and gently inward as you exhale. Slowly take a deep breath in, pause for a moment, then exhale slowly. Let the tension melt away as you relax more deeply with each breath. Continue breathing slowly and gently. Now turn your attention to the top of your head. Feel the relaxation beginning at the top of your scalp and spreading slowly downwards. Even your ears are becoming relaxed and heavy. Feel your eyebrows resting gently, resting downward. Your forehead is becoming relaxed and smooth, allowing your temples to relax. Let your jaw relax by allowing your teeth to part slightly, allowing your tongue to relax and drop down. Feel your throat relaxing. Relax your cheeks, nose, and eyes. Feel your eyelids becoming very heavy and very relaxed, more and more relaxed. continue this relaxation. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation you are experiencing. Now turn your attention to your neck. Allow a feeling of relaxation to begin at the top of your neck and flow downward. Feel the relaxation as your shoulders become relaxed and loose. Let your shoulders gently sink downwards. As they become relaxed and heavy, and very relaxed, deeper and deeper relaxed. Feel your collarbones becoming relaxed as your shoulders move gently back and your chest widens slightly. Allow all the muscles in your shoulders to feel smooth and relaxed as the muscles give up their hold completely. Notice your breathing once again. See how regular it has become. Continue to take slow, smooth, deep breaths. Breathe in the feeling of relaxation and breathe out any tension. Your breathing allows you to become more and more relaxed, deeply relaxed. Now turn your attention to your right arm. Feel the relaxation flowing down from your right shoulder, allowing your upper arm to relax. Your elbow, lower arm, and wrist become loose and relaxed. And feel the relaxation flowing down your left arm now. Let the muscle of the left upper arm relax. Relax your elbow, lower arm, and wrist. Feel the relaxation flowing down your left arm. Good. Now that you are feeling very relaxed, it is time to go even deeper. The deeper you go, the better you feel. So let's begin. I'd like you to imagine, see, or pretend you are standing in front of a large wooden staircase. Someone has taken the time and effort to carefully carve out the wooden posts in interesting designs. The carving's edges are sanded smooth, and you take the time to feel the etchings in the wood and admire the work that someone has put into this. The staircase is very beautiful and very unique. It leads down a beautiful hillside to a magnificent white sandy beach, and you can already begin to hear the gentle lapping of the waves on the seashore below. You are drawn to move slowly, gently, and easily down these steps, feeling the smooth wood of the handrails under the palms of your hands. In a moment, I'm going to slowly count you down these steps from 10 down to 1. And when I get to the final number, I will say the words deeply relaxed. And you will go into a very deep state of relaxation. So when you're ready, we can begin our deep and relaxing descent down this beautiful staircase. 10, taking your first step down and feeling the secure wood plank beneath your foot. 9, slowly descending down the staircase, feeling very safe, secure, and relaxed. 8, focusing on the beautiful wood as you are stepping down to the step below. 7, just relaxing and enjoying as you slowly and securely make your way down. 6, you're almost halfway there and doing great. 5, feeling more and more relaxed and deeper into relaxation. 4, the sounds of the waves are drawing you closer. 3, smelling the sea air as you near the bottom of the staircase. 2, you're almost there and feeling a warm sense of relaxation coming over your entire body. 1, deeply relaxed. So now when you're ready, I'd like you to imagine, see, or pretend that you are sitting in front of a large movie screen. Make yourself comfortable in your large reclining chair and just watch as the picture comes into view. You're doing great. Now I'd like you to imagine yourself seeing the picture of a monastery in Thailand appearing on the screen. The year is 1957. You are watching as a group of Tibetan monks are attempting to move a giant clay statue of Buddha. In the midst of the move, one of the monks notices a crack in the Buddha. Concerned about damaging the idol, the monks decide to wait a day before continuing with their task. As night falls, one of the monks decide to come to check on the giant statue. He shines his flashlight over the entire Buddha. When he reaches the crack, he sees something reflected back at him. The monk, with his curiosity aroused, gets out a hammer and chisel and begins chipping away at the clay Buddha. As he knocks off piece after piece of clay, the Buddha gets brighter and brighter. After hours of work, the monk looks up in amazement and sees standing before him a huge solid gold statue of Buddha. Many historians believe the Buddha had been covered with clay by Thai monks several hundred years earlier before an attack by the Burmese army. They covered the Buddha to keep it from being stolen. In the attack, all the monks were killed, so it wasn't until 1957, when the monks were moving the giant statue, that the great treasure was discovered. Like the Buddha, our outer shells protect us from the world. Our real treasure is hidden within. We human beings unconsciously hide our inner gold under a layer of clay. All we need to do to uncover our gold is to have the courage to chip away at the outer shell, piece by piece. Your outer shell is the you who faces the world. Some people wear a layer of toughness that hides their sensitivity, or a mask of humor to cover up their sadness. People who know it all are usually covering up feelings of stupidity, while those who act arrogantly have yet to reveal their insecurity. The cool people are hiding the geek within, and the smiling face an angry one. You have to look beyond your social mask in order to discover your authentic self. You need to see your outer shell as having served as protection, but now it is time to embrace those parts of your personality you didn't want to share with the outside world. By accepting them and allowing them to surface at the right time and place, you can then shed that piece of clay and allow your inner gold to show. I want you to do that now. In your mind, I'd like you to imagine or see yourself chipping away at that clay mask you have built around yourself to expose your beautiful inner gold self. Take a moment to think about ways that you have been a wimp in your life. And maybe by being a wimp, it has kept you out of trouble. Be happy and accepting that you have that wimpy side of you. then chip away that piece of clay. Now go on to another part of you that you need to accept and embrace. It can be any type of personality trait that may bother you about someone else, or a part of you that you know you've been pushing down and not allowing to surface. Take your time, there is no hurry. I will give you several minutes now to reflect and continue breaking down your clay mask. Go ahead and begin that now. Doing great. I'd like you to finish up now but you can continue this exercise at any time, breaking down the pieces of clay when you have a quiet moment. Good. Now that you know your whole self, you will no longer need your shell to protect you. You will naturally allow your masks to fall away, exposing your authentic self to the world. You will not have to pretend that you are more or less than anyone else. Everyone in the world can become your friend or your peer. Give yourself permission to uncover your true self. Challenge the person you think you are in order to unveil the person you are capable of becoming. You are beautiful and your soul is golden. Now, every time you find yourself bothered by an aspect of someone else's personality, I want you to take a deep breath in and realize that this is a piece of clay that is hiding part of your personality that needs to be accepted and embraced. Then exhale as the clay is chipped away. So when you find yourself bothered by something someone else says or does, simply take a deep breath in and realize that this is an aspect of yourself that you need to accept and let surface at the appropriate time. Then exhale and let that piece of clay mask naturally fall away. Realize that when you accept this part of your personality in yourself, that you will also accept it in others. You need all these parts of your personality to help you on your path through life. So allow those parts of you to surface and be loved. You're doing great. So now, as this session is coming to an end, I'm going to count up from 1 to 5. And when I get to the last number, I'd like you to open your eyes, have a good stretch, and say out loud the words, "Wide awake." However, if this is your time to drift asleep for the evening, simply ignore the rest of this CD and drift into a peaceful sleep, awakening at the appropriate time in the morning, refreshed, rejuvenated, and excited for the new day. One, slowly coming back into your body, and sensing yourself back in this physical space. 2, that's right, becoming aware of your breathing now and taking a nice deep breath in and exhaling all that breath out. Excellent. 3, becoming more mentally aware, feeling relaxed yet rejuvenated. 4, wiggling your fingers and toes, feeling your muscles relaxed and refreshed. 5, feeling great, and when you're ready, opening your eyes, having a good stretch, and saying out loud the words, "Wide awake." Good. You've done some great work today. You are feeling relaxed, rejuvenated, and ready for change. So go forward now and enjoy this wonderful day as you accept these new changes with grace and ease.
Thank you.